Elena Gorolova, a Roma social worker from the North Moravian city of Ostrava, has been included on an annual BBC list of 100 inspirational and influential women for 2018. The BBC highlighted Ms. Gorolova's campaign against forced sterilization, as well as her work to return institutionalized children to their birth families, Ruth Frankova reports.
Although there are no official figures, it is estimated that there were thousands of women in the Czech Republic and formerly communist Czechoslovakia who were sterilized against their will or without proper consent between the years 1979 and 2001. The victims were predominantly members of the Roma minority, but also women who were mentally ill or who were in institutions. Elena Gorolova herself was sterilized without her knowledge in 1990 at the age of 21 after giving birth to her second son. She says the event had a deep effect on her life.
There were difficult moments, including problems with my husband, who would, from time to time, suspect me of having undergone the sterilization of my own free will. Within the Roma community, not being able to have children is regarded as a disgrace. Many women were actually abandoned by their husbands because they wanted more children and were ashamed of their wives. But my husband eventually understood what happened, and he even helped me in my struggle.
In 2005, Elena Gorolova joined the group Vzájemné soužití, or Life Together, an Ostrava-based NGO which demanded a public apology for the practice and compensation to the illegally sterilized Roma women. She eventually became the group's spokeswoman and, among other things, testified at a Council of Europe meeting in Strasbourg. In 2009, the government led by Jan Fischer officially apologized for the practice, although several cases of forced sterilization have since been tried at the courts. None of the victims have been compensated. Elena Gorolova again.
Zatím to odškodnění ještě nemáme.
We haven't received any compensation yet, but we have done a lot of work over the past years. At the beginning, most of the women wouldn't even talk to anyone, but then they started testifying and even organized a demonstration outside the maternity hospital in Ostrava. So we've done a lot of work. We got an official apology and forced sterilizations are no longer being carried out. If these women hadn't found the courage to speak up, no one would have known about the problem.
Kdyby tyto ženy nezačaly takhle pracovat a nedokázaly jako vystoupit, tak by se o tom nikdy nemluvilo.
Elena Gorolova, who is 49 today, currently works to return institutionalized children to their birth families and also fights against segregation of Roma women in maternity hospitals. Among other nominees included on the BBC list of 100 inspirational and influential women for 2018 are professional leaders as well as everyday heroes ranging from more than 60 countries, from the 16-year-old Azerbaijani student who found a company that harvests energy from rainwater, to a 90-year-old Japanese pensioner who started learning English to help guide tourists who will visit Tokyo for the city's 2020 Olympics.